This chazar zechen is shabach chas v'shagam v'am yehudim zechus bab metziyah davov. Reb Zeira asked, if one of the parties grabbed the talis away from the other party in front of Bezin, if they had both come in holding it together, what's the halacha? What's the case? If he remained quiet, it shows that he admits that it's not his. If he started yelling, what else should he have done? Mar said, the case is that first, the person who was grabbed away from was quiet, and then he began yelling. Do we say that he was quiet at first, the fact that he was quiet at first shows that he admits that it's not his, or do we say that since he started yelling later, it shows that when he was quiet at first, it was because he figured that Bezin saw what happened, so there's no reason to protest? Rav Nachman said, a braisa on our Mishnah says, the Mishnah's halacha only applies when they're both holding the talis. However, if only one is holding the talis, we would say, Hamoitzi Mechaveir Olav Arai. Now, this can't be talking about where one person walked into Bezin holding the talis by himself. That would be poshut that that's the case. Rather, the case must be where they were both holding it when they came into Bezin, and one of them grabbed it away from the other in front of Bezin, and was at first quiet and then protested. And we see that Bezin does not take it away from him. Mar says, this is not a proof. The braisa can be talking about where they came to Bezin both grabbing the talis. Bezin then told them to go and divide it. They then came back to Bezin with only one of them holding the talis. The one holding it says, the other person admitted to me outside that it's my talis. The one not holding it says, no, I rented it to him, but did not give it to him. Bezin allows the person holding the talis to keep it because they tell the other person, until now you claimed that the other person was a gazlan. Now you went ahead and rented it to him without witnesses. We can also say that the braisa is talking about where they came to Bezin with one person holding most of the talis, the second person clinging onto it as well. The braisa is teaching that clinging onto it is not called holding it, and therefore the other person gets to keep the talis. If we say that when one person grabs it from another in Bezin, we take it away from him, then even if he were to make it heglish, it wouldn't become heglish. However, if we say that if he grabbed it in front of Bezin, we would not take it away from him, what would happen if he verbally made it heglish? Do we say that since orally giving something to heglish is considered like physically giving something to a regular person, so therefore this oral giving to heglish is as if he grabbed the entire talis, or do we say that he has not physically grabbed it and therefore does not have it in his possession and can't make it heglish? Furthermore, there was once a bathhouse that was the subject of a fight. One of the parties went and gave the bathhouse to heglish. The Rabbanan stayed away from that bathhouse. Rabbi Shaya told Rabba to ask Rav Chista what halacha is with this bathhouse. So Rabba met Rav Hamnuna and asked him. He said, a Mishnah says regarding a Suffolk Bechor that Hamoitzi Mechaveir Olav Arai, which presumably means that if the Kohen got this Suffolk Bechor, we would not take it away from him. A Brice on this Mishnah says that the Suffolk Bechor is also to shear and to work with. Now, if the Kohen grabbed it, we would not take it away from him, and yet if he doesn't grab it, it remains also for shearing and working. This would teach that if by grabbing it, it wouldn't be taken away from him, then even without grabbing it, Heglish would take effect, and therefore, back to the case of the bathhouse, it would be also as Heglish. Rabbi says it's not a valid proof. The Kedusha of a Bechor is different. It may be that if the Kohen grabbed it, we would take it away from him. Still, it remains also to share and work because it's Kedusha that comes about automatically and therefore cannot be compared to the bathhouse, which was made Hegdish by a person. Rabbi Hananiah said to Rabbi, a Mishnah is a proof to you. The Mishnah says that sheep used to redeem Suffolk donkey bechors must be included in the animal meiser process. Now, if you say that if the Kohen would grab it, he would keep it, it turns out that the owner is giving meiser with an animal of the Kohen. It must be that the Kohen would not be allowed to keep it. Abaye says it's not a proof. It may be that the Kohen would be allowed to keep it. The case in the Mishnah is that the owner has only 9 other animals. Therefore, he can join this sheep with the others. If it's truly his, he has to give meiser. If it's not his, he only has 9 and therefore doesn't have to give meiser anyway. So in either case, he has done nothing wrong. Abaye then said, what I said is incorrect. We see in the Mishnah that an animal that is a suffix, whether it is subject to Meiser, is not subject to Meiser at all. Therefore, when the Mishnah said that it's subject to Meiser along with his other animals, it must be teaching that if the Kohen were to grab it, he would not be allowed to keep it. Rav Achim Adifti said, the Mishnah quoted by Rav Hananya must be referring to sheep redeemed for a suffix donkey bechor, but not an actual suffix bechor. The words of the Mishnah itself are inconclusive. Why? Because a bechor cannot be counted as Meiser based on a pasuk. Therefore, it must be the sheep that was used to redeem a suffix donkey bechor.